Well, that you mentioned the relative ease compared to other therapies of using erlotinib specifically, but yet the rash, and this is coming up in colon cancer with cetuximab, et cetera, in the adjuvant setting is somewhat concerning. How do you see people responding to that?
One thing that you can do is you can titrate the dose to the rash. And we also know from biology that these cells are much more sensitive to these drugs. So whatever a standard dose might be, it's very likely you can inhibit, at least compared to wild-type EGFR, you can. The mutant EGFR is 20 times more sensitive to the drug. So you can easily block its effects with a much lower dose. And we have been using gefitinib in the adjuvant setting now and have found that by titrating the dose, people can do it. There are some individuals that can't do it. If you've suffered a lot of other chemotherapy side effects, itching becomes not an important one. But if you're going to be itching for 2 years and the likelihood is you're cured, I mean, it becomes a much bigger concern. I think the nice thing about erlotinib is because you have all the different dosage sizes, you can adjust the patient. I think these mutated people very likely need a lower dose. Our standard practice now is to start people off study at a lower dose and titrate up or down. But I think you can use a lower dose effectively, and I think the basic science would support you doing that.